This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Since 1988, Whitetail Institute has been perfecting annual and perennial seed products specifically for hunters who plant food plots. Their seeds have been engineered to be palatable, high in protein, and extremely attractive to deer. Whether you live in the Deep South or Midwest farm country, they have products that will help you grow your best food plot yet. For more information about their seeds and their blends, visit whitetailinstitute.com. Enter the discount code SE15 for 15% off.
Hey everybody, Ricky Brule here, host of the Range Podcast. Say thank you so much for joining us for the second installment of the Arrow Loose segment. I'm just out here shooting in my backyard and just wanted to let you guys know that this upcoming episode is all about broadheads. And Hollywood and I, the goal was to narrow down which broadhead we want to use for the upcoming season based on three of our favorites. We tried to do a mix of expandable, fixed, and then a combination also. And so this was a ton of fun. We did have multiple camera angles. So we had one angle on us shooting. We had another angle on us actually on the target down range, so that you could see our point of impact. And foolishly, I had brought some layered targets out there, not thinking about the fact that we are shooting some broadheads. We were using some practice heads, but at 20 and 40, our arrows were blowing right through the target. You can actually see where the point of impact is if you kind of slow down the video a little bit. And then at 60 yards, filled up my memory card, so lost all of that. But we do like a quick recap at the end. So we do 20, 40, 60, and 80 yards to see the results of what those broadheads are, and it helps us to decide which one we want to move forward with. So it was really, really cool to see how the three different broadheads were flying and the results that we were able to get from that experiment. It also gives you a ton of information regarding like what to do, some things maybe not to do, and then we'll be able to do a follow-up in the next couple of weeks just so you can kind of see the adjustments that we made and the things that we've done to kind of fine-tune our setups. Really appreciate you sticking around, full of all kinds of good information, so make sure you listen to the end. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call, or you can email me at rick@vaportrailarchery.com. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you stick around.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems.
All right, so here we go. Welcome to the range, everybody. I'm your host, Ricky Brule. This is our second segment of Arrow Loose, and Hollywood and I are here at Rapids Archery. You can see I've got my gear all strewn about here. We didn't have Alex, so we unfortunately had to replace him with a robot. So as you can see, I've got you on a gimbal here, and first things first, we need to pay for our range time. $10.
Clear.
What is the date today? It is July 31st. Okay. All right, so real quick here, guys, I'm just gonna pop my little payment here into the box. You gotta make sure you support your local archery club. Oh, somebody's stealing my money. This is pretty cool. We got a couple guys out here shooting. One gentleman, he's getting his bow sighted in, and he's headed to Michigan Tack for this weekend. All right, we'll get another camera set up for the target, and we'll get going. All right, y'all, so today, Hollywood and I are going to be talking about broadheads. We're getting to that time of year where we need to start playing around with that, figuring out what setup we're going to use, testing out a couple different versions, just to see what flies best through the system that we have. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about what we have in our bag and what we're going to use and why. Mm-hmm. So you can see we've got our little gearboxes here. We're twinsies on the gearbox, and I've got this one that's just like full of random broadheads that I've had sitting around. So
that's also twinsies. I got in a Plano. Yeah. It's got a million different options in here. Stuff I've played with in the past, stuff I have for different setups, heavy hitters, small flyers, whatever.
It's what you'll build up over the course of like 30 years of shooting archery. I've got random knocks in here. I've got this thing is just plump full of stuff. And then you get into here. Ooh, there's a battery. I need that from the rangefinder. Got some
candy.
Some old Magnus buzz cuts here. I got an old Rage 2 blade.
Ew.
I've got some buzz cuts that we anodized way back in the day.
Oh, those are cool.
Red. I put my bow. I think I've got, there's another couple more Rages. This is the Wasp? No.
No, that's a Magnus. I keep saying Stinger. I've got the same thing.
I got one right here. Why am I?
It's a buzz cut. We're both blanking.
Black Hornet. Sir Razor.
Sir Razor, yeah. Good Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, yes. Need a little bit more coffee. This thing is just plump full of just random stuff. But we're all hoarders, so.
Yeah.
Archery.
We're all like, you never know when you might need this insert.
Right?
Or that insert. Or, play with a little bit of brass. Or
I've got a single module here for an old Bowtech bow. I don't know what this is going to do me. So, just one. I don't even
might
know where
able
the other
sell
one
it,
went. But in any case, so so we got, let's talk a little bit about what you're thinking about shooting and then what you're going to test today to see how it flies.
Well, just for, I guess, everyone to see how things fly, I guess what I've decided, I'll start right from, I guess, what we left off on the last Arrow Loose episode.
Mm-hmm.
I will be using the Easton 5.0 with a 50 grain stainless steel half out. Just seemed to fly really good in the last episode and versus all the other combos I had.
Right.
And then I'll likely be using this Air Razor Hunter. So it's just a little stiffer version of the Max Hunter. Give those a shake this year. Otherwise, I'd just be using the regular Max Hunter. For broadheads, I'm likely going to go back to using the Grim Reaper Hybrid. I think they have two different versions. This is the bigger one. I think it's still technically a micro hybrid, but we already stuttered over what Magnus broadhead that was, and we don't have the packaging other than to store it. You kind of forget. So it's the larger of the micro hybrids. I've shot stuff with that before. Doesn't go very far. Pretty confident in it. If I were to go a fixed blade, I'll be using the I'll be blanking again. The bullhead.
Black Hornet.
There you go. Black Hornet, not bullhead. Standard Black Hornet. I've used these before. This one you can see has gone through something already. And I do have actually another Ramcat here. More or less just testing flight, just to play around with that. But I'll be for out west. Highly likely running the micro hybrid, just guaranteed cut with an expandable. Sure, it's a little bit noisier, but kind of like a gaping hole versus a slit. Two blade expandable versus, four blade essentially. But I'll still be packing in the quiver Rick and I were just talking about it, likely a T2, just for long range, if I have to send an 80-yard bomb or something, just as a follow-up. But today we're going to find out how these hybrids do fly. And for you guys, I guess, I'm also kind of playing around, like, this is a 4-fletch Max Hunter versus a 3-fletch Hybrid 26, and then versus my Air Razor Hunters. It's kind of cool seeing the control capabilities of each vane. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the 4-fletch yet, so this will be new for me, but just the 3-fletch Hybrid 26 versus a 3-fletch Hunter or Air Razor Hunter, it's crazy. Yeah. The control, how fast it can stabilize that fixed blade is crazy. So versus the other, but we'll get there. They'll see. It's cool. Sorry for the long ramble, but
no, that's perfect. That's exactly what we want to know. And just so you all know, Hollywood has a very complex and extensive spreadsheet on all of this data in his brain.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we can't show it to you. But you know, considering he's working on spreadsheets all day long, I'm assuming he doesn't want to bring that into his everyday life either. So
yeah, I don't want to information puke on everybody. Yeah. Yeah,
but. Good. But yeah, just because you, as you can see, you know, he's not only is he playing with broadheads, but he's also kind of trying different types of vanes. You know, you've got a 3-fletch configuration, you got a 4-fletch configuration, and so it's just really cool to see kind of how the results of all of that. And you know, me having kids, I'm like, all right, I got to set up that works pretty good, so I'm gonna make it work.
Well, and I think you and I have talked before too, like, I like playing around with stuff just to see, but it's almost kind of annoying knowing that, like, we have a setup that works. Like, once you figure it out, like, nothing will change. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of, I don't know, you look over the fence to see if something better. No. Yeah. No, I know what I'm gonna be running, pretty confident. Like, there's not gonna be a change. Same for you, it looks like. I mean, for the most part, you might be playing with different arrows, but
yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna toy around with a couple of different things, but you can see here in my nice little box, I've got a couple packs, several packs of 2-inch Mega Meats in here. I was shooting these last year, so we'll test these again. I know they fly good through this arrow setup, but at the same time, I'm probably gonna, like you said, I'm gonna be changing the arrow shaft that I'm using. And so that may change things up. And then I've got a variety of Grim Reaper broadheads here. I've got the SS. I've got some of the older versions of the 1 3/8 cut, cut on contact. Those are all good heads. I've got some micro hybrids, which is probably what I'm going to, I don't have any actual heads here, but I've got a practice head that I'm going to screw onto my arrow and see how that flies today. But yeah, so there's quite a variety here. I've got a bunch of German kinetics. These are, they make me feel really classy because they are ridiculously expensive.
They're all like, different language on the back, German.
Yeah, if you thought iron wheels were expensive, and this is probably one of the closer heads that you would get to that, although these are vented. I don't think the iron wheels are vented.
They do have a vented one now, yeah.
Okay. The reason I got these is from when I went elk hunting like 6 years ago, and I was in Idaho, so you cannot use a mechanical head in Idaho. So, and we actually were building strings for, what was it, Redneck?
Oh, yeah.
And they own German Kinetics. And so in talking with them, they hooked me up. I did pay for them, but I got a pretty good price on them. Otherwise, I don't know if I could, I may have to mortgage my house to afford those broadheads. But I did fling one of them at an elk. I didn't find it, not because of the broadhead, but just that just was a bad shot. It was kind of a hairy situation. That's a story for another day. But I am going to test this today just to see how it flies. And then I've got, of course, the practice head for the Mega Meats. I don't know if you can see that. And then also that's for the Grim Reaper Micro Hybrid. And then here is the German Kinetics. This actually still has some feathers on it because after I shot that elk with it, I used it as a grouse head. I whacked a couple of grouse with it, so that was pretty cool. That is just a deadly
looking broadhead. It's like, I feel like I'm sending an axe through a deer. It's cool. But yeah, so that's what I got. I do have the Black Hornet Sarah Razor, and I've also got buzz cuts.
Oh yeah.
In both 100 and 125 grains, but I'm not going to test those today. We'll see how this German Kinetics flies, because these broadheads are just sitting here wasting away, so I may as well try to use them if I can, if they fly good. And so that's the setup. So I think first what we're going to do is we're just going to fling arrows at like 20 yards, you know, do a comparison between the three broadheads to see how they fly, and then we'll just continuously kind of move out.
I will say right now, I wish I had some time to walk back to him. I'm curious how that is. I mean, I'm drilling X's in the first few shots with my sight, but we'll see how that goes.
Well, yeah. This is to kind of see how things are going and what adjustments we need to make.
Right.
So this isn't to say that we're going to be shooting lights out, you know, X's on every single one. This is going to be a good indicator of if and what kind of changes we need to make, and if there's any like really real fine tuning we need to make to our bows before we really start just getting excited about just shooting and not having to think about vane configuration,
right,
and what head you're using and how many grains up front and all those different kinds of things. So
yeah, that's been 2 months in itself already. So yeah.
So all right, man, let's shoot.
All right.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind grabbing my arrows, I will get my bow, and then we'll walk this thing over 20 yards. I got to put the camera down there. What head are you shooting first?
Let's do the micro hybrid.
Okay, I'll shoot mine as well.
Of course, that's with a four fletch that I have nothing to compare to. But
well, you know what? I need a release.
Oh, Rick.
Man, there's way too much to think about when trying to do this and film at the same time.
I wasn't even doing the filming stuff. I was just trying to remember all the stuff to grab this morning.
Right? It's just like, oh my gosh. I had a checklist. Okay, I'm like, got the camera, got to get the right angle.
Same thing.
All right.
Okay, so you're doing micro hybrid?
Yep.
I am as well. This is a four fletch configuration. Let's see how she goes.
Wow, you punched right through.
No one will ever know where that impact. All right. So
maybe we're gonna need to bump this out to like 40.
We can try to say where it hit.
Well, we got it on camera anyway. So I guess we'll.
It missed low and right, with a four fletch, mind you. A lot of noise. I have a three fletch field point to follow it. Hopefully it stays in the target. And it was
ripping 150 pound bow.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. There we go. This is the G5 Mega Meat.
You're punching like right through as well.
Yeah, I think mine are going through too.
We're refletching day. So I didn't have another four fletch to basically give an exact representation of it, but whatever. Should I shoot these others here?
It's up to you. If we can extend it out a little bit so we're not punching through these targets.
Okay.
This is silly.
Yeah.
But this is how this goes, right? Like,
yeah.
You're testing, and this is real-world stuff. Your arrow goes through the target, and it goes into the grass behind, and then you look for an hour. German Kinetics.
Oh no, did that just hit the wood leg?
The wood.
Oh, you're fucked, dude. Get the bleep on that. You are so bleeped right now. Oh my god. That thing cut right through. Oh, dude. Oh no. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Got right into the wood.
You're done testing. This is real world AF. You might be safe, actually. Oh my, thank god. I think you got it. Slice it up and down.
There's your arrows right there.
Yeah.
So we're safe.
So hopefully you can see this, but and it should be there. But mine hit, I believe, is right down here. You can kind of see a four vein setup or four blade setup, and then I just went in right there-ish. But
yeah, I tried to put the dots so that they're not in a heavily shot up area, but
so,
and then center too, because I didn't want, you know, if we get any drift,
right.
There is literally no wind here, so.
Yeah, but I believe, I mean, you kind of black out when you shoot. I think I hit down here, otherwise down here. It was low and right, not where the field point went. Rick's hybrid. Looks like you're doing pretty good.
Oh, at least I
tad high.
Veins are good anyway.
I'd be high over anything. Yeah, I mean both of those are great. The German, I didn't even see it. It ripped through so fast.
No idea, but I see it. Here's the cut right.
If anything, it looked a little lower.
Yeah.
But damn, you're dialed.
Well, at least at 20. All right, cool. Well, now my veins are all rippled up and looking shiny.
Sorry, I had to go 20 yards the other way to go fetch my arrow.
Okay, so I guess let's move these bad boys.
What do you want, 30, 35? Make it weird at 35 or 30 or?
We should just go right 40? To 40.
All right.
Let's just go right to 40. We got a good excuse. All of our arrows pretty much just ripped right through the targets at 20. And we had a separate camera on the target. So we should kind of be able to see their point of impact, but for the most part, they're pretty close, which is expected to be expected at 20. That should be close enough.
I don't have a rangefinder. Do you have a rangefinder?
I do, huh. But my battery died, so.
Well, we should be fine, right?
I'm just gonna run this over, get my bow, move the camera, getting myself prepped for the alone show here. That's what this is all about. What do you think, Hollywood?
What's up?
Think your arrows are gonna fly good at 40?
I think so. I'm just so everyone knows, I'm dumping the four fletch, the Max Hunter, just because I don't think it's really fair to test a four fletch when I don't have another four fletch to put it up with. So I'm just gonna use my Air Razor Hunters, and then I eventually will. Like, I've got the Hybrid 26, but I think that Hybrid 26 with the that micro, the larger micro hybrid, I think it's gonna fly terribly. Like, not terrible, terrible. I think it's going to roll out just because it's not. I could tune it out of the bow. Mm,
for sure.
But it's. I just want to show the forgiveness of having that little bit taller vane that catches the wind to correct that.
All right, so I'm going to get my rangefinder here. Yeah, I was trying to use my rangefinder last night. Battery dead.
Nice.
Thankfully.
This one arrow, so everyone knows, is 381 grains. There's 382. The rest of them are usually 382, but that one grain, you don't know.
You never
might know. Make a world of difference. Oh, it aligned up with the veins too, so beautifully. You know, it's pretty wild that
40 on the nuts.
I get why people have a heavier arrow, you know, punch through a shoulder, but I usually don't aim for shoulders, you know.
Right.
For lungs or organs, but it's wild. 382, 300 foot per second setup, like 20 yards, you're zipping right through. It's just wild. I thought those targets would have at least maybe stopped it and gave us a little bit, but nothing.
I saw a video the other day about the heavy arrow debate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now there's this new information about momentum. Well, it's not new, but...
Yeah, I was going to say momentum.
The heavy arrow guys are really pushing the concept of momentum. And it makes sense, right? And I don't disagree with that momentum being different than actual kinetic energy, because you're calculating kinetic energy coming out of the bow, right? So it's not a realistic comparison when you look at what is it doing downrange, right?
Yeah.
And of course there's mathematical equations to figure that out, roughly, you know, to get a rough idea. Yeah. Anyways, but
I'm gonna send the micro hybrid.
Same.
40 yards. Get ready to listen to the whistle of a lifetime.
It sounded like it went along a good distance through.
I saw it definitely go a little to the right.
Hitting a little bit to the right.
Dude, your arrow went like 20 yards behind that target.
It did?
It went through?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I just saw it snake through the grass all the way back to that berm. Here goes a field point to try and show
the heck.
I pushed it a little bit. Tell you right now, it's really hard to get a good sight picture with the sun rising right in our eyes. Real world, brother.
That one went through too, I think. Sacrificing our arrows so that we don't trash rapids.
Bales.
All right. Yeah, for the record, if anybody from Rapids Archery is listening or watching this, we're not on the broadhead range. We did bring our own targets.
Yeah, sorry.
Mainly about the reason we're over here is just for the distance.
Correct. This is a Ramcat. Right down the pipe. Literally didn't. I don't think it moved off of center at all. Word of the wise here, because I just noticed it too. If you're shooting a fixed blade like that, where the blades are pretty tall, that thing almost was hitting the shag pad. It would have pulled the arrow right off.
Mm.
Because I'm using such short arrows to keep the spine stiff enough. Oh. Dude, we're just sending arrows. All right. I'm gonna try and squeak one more before.
Yeah.
We're searching for arrows. That the Ramcat versus field point, they were right with each other. I think I might have cleaned that other arrow that was in the target if it stayed in it. Otherwise, it just went flying. See how close that broadhead is to the shelf?
Yeah.
That one's stuck in it.
A little right.
Yep. So it's going to push a little right. This is the hybrid 26.
I'm feeling really good with where, I mean, just visually, I can see they're all kind of dropping into the white.
Yeah.
All three of them. Granted, this is only 40.
Right.
But that's important. Most people don't practice with their broadheads, and that's a big problem.
Yeah.
We noticed that in the metro hunts over the years and actually started doing a broadhead test out here prior to the hunt. And it's amazing how many people were like, I mean, just at 20 yards on a deer target, guts, neck, over the top, under. You're like,
yeah, they just whoa. Show up and they've never shot them mm-hmm. before.
Or even then, like guys bringing in broadheads that are barbed, that are illegal.
Oh yeah,
in Minnesota.
Yeah, I was gonna say for Minnesota anyway.
So there was that. Like you can't use that broadhead, you know. And then people say, well, why do they sell them in Minnesota then? It's like, that's a good question. We shouldn't be selling them here if they're not.
It's like the over 2-inch expandable is not legal here. At least as far as I know, it still isn't. Maybe that's changed, but for the longest time, it wasn't legal. But we still used to sell them. You know, in store.
Right.
We'd still sell the Rage Extremes when that was a thing. So you can see the Hybrid 26, they grouped decently. Both right, but I'm also not tuned for that, so I don't care.
So once again, you know, just like we talked about before, like we're figuring out what's going on with our setups. And we're doing it fairly early, I feel like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like we're not last minute doing it, but
I'm off a little bit to the right, and that's where I was saying I think I need to do a little walk back tuning.
Yeah.
I'll check second axis as well, but decent. You know, this is broadhead on top, hybrid, micro hybrid, decent. And then here comes the Ramcat stayed in it pretty decent.
Yeah.
Really decent. I've noticed the Ramcats fly very straight for a fixed blade.
That's going to be a tough one to pull out. You might want to pull the head off first.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to. Definitely going to.
But I got to say, these veins, you got a little bit of a ripple on the back of this one. But
oh, yeah.
They're pretty stiff and they're pretty durable.
They are very stiff. I could see them kind of being like the flex fletch deal where you go through, it's gonna have a little ripple in it. But heat gun, you know?
And that's the Air Razor. It's like a shield cut.
Yep. Air Razor Hunter.
Hunter.
They made an Air Razor Talon 3.0, and that was the one in that study or that test that seemed to perform the best across fixed, mechanical, drag.
This is an AAE vein, correct?
Yep. New for this year. or last year, whatever you want to say.
Well, let's see if we can. I got one of my arrows there.
Yeah, my field point went right through. Here's your hybrid, micro hybrid,
and my German.
Oh, you're missing your German?
Yep.
Oh boy.
That thing probably just hammered.
Being a
it.
Fixed blade.
There it is.
There. I mean, right here. Best group for me so far. I mean, it could be just that sore muscles and whatever, but Magnus, tightest. But best flight looks like that Ramcat. Oh, I ruined my arrow by doing this. Look at what you guys did to me. Freaking ruined my arrow.
What, really?
Down here, the Magnus cut it when I went through.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it sucks. And then I lost the collar to this. Imagine that.
Shit. Good thing we work in the archery industry, huh?
Right. I think I might know a guy that could get me another collar.
Yeah, speaking of that, too, we both have a few performance mods on the way for Prime.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about that. Those things are legitness.
All right, so now we're sitting at 60. We'll see how they do.
So this is actually what I wanted to do when I was practicing for my first mule deer hunt. I wanted to come out and shoot like 60 yards with broadhead, but easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of places you can do that. And you can't technically do it here, but we have our own target, so we can do what we want. Thanks, Rapids.
Hopefully they're okay with that. I don't know.
I think they should be since we're here.
They can do it, but
I think they should be all right with it since we're here alone. I would hope so anyway. Like alone, early morning.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
So I'm at 60
yards.
You got dial my sight, huh?
Yep. Love this because it's the probability of a shot at an animal at 60 and in. Very, very, very likely. Make sure your broadheads fly good out that far. Ooh, oh my gosh.
Way
that
right.
Thing drifted so bad. I just destroyed another arrow.
Oh man.
Vertical was great. Way right though. If it was nighttime, you probably would have seen sparks. Can't wait to tell Trent I need more 5.0s.
My gosh, that dot is so small.
Yep.
I'm honestly just going to shoot for the middle of the target because...
Yeah. Dude, you look good.
That was the micro hybrid. I'm sticking to the same order I did before.
Here goes Ramcat. That clearance, though.
That one looks solid.
Right in the pocket, dude.
Yeah.
Right in the pocket.
I'm impressed.
Those things are insane.
I'm impressed with that Ramcat. It's either it's the one that's shooting good or it's the one that's shooting way far left. And
Bo's actually out of tune and it's just like making me feel good. Dude, 60 yards for that big of a fixed blade broadhead. It's not terribly loud. That was good too.
I feel like they're hitting just a little bit high. But
they are. I've never had a broadhead do that. I've always had broadheads that were like low. They typically barrel out and like low. All right.
I'm wondering because I was a little high at 20 even.
Hybrid 26 trying to steer the Magnus Bull Black Hornet. Can't remember anything. Should I go dead center, ruin another arrow? Maybe I'll go high. It's just
there you go.
A little low and right.
It's consistent as far as all your other broadheads.
Yeah.
All right, this is the German Kinetic Silver Flame. Whoa. Whoa.
What'd I miss?
My arrow popped off. I seriously would have dry fired my bow.
That would have been great.
How the heck? Is this knockbad?
Did you catch your shelf or shag pad?
Looks like I got
it. Oh, that's a good snap.
It's clicking on there.
Draw back and then I'll watch you.
Dude,
A little robot.
Like I almost like completely punched the trigger, you know, because like I did a little jerk and then I was like, then all of a sudden I just felt it go.
Just don't hit the trigger. Is it just your knock fitment?
I just don't think I knocked it well.
Oh. Yeah, because you got plenty of clearance. You got that clearance all day.
Good Lord, looking out on that one. Wow. But I was shaky bad on that one, so I was high left.
Yeah, I shook Dude, before.
That's crazy that I did not let that go.
Yeah.
Because it, dude, when I looked down, it was right here. And it probably still would have.
I can't wait to see the footage.
It probably still would have flown. But who knows what it would have done.
I mean,
it
would have been sight housing.
So jacked.
Whoa. Well, you weren't aiming for the top left, huh?
No.
Oh, well,
I was aiming for the center.
In the top left a little bit.
Yeah, because when I punched, when I pulled that trigger, it was like.
So you just pulled it a little bit.
I was like too anxious on that shot because I was like, I'm still shook up about my barrel coming out.
Almost dry fire.
That's the first time that's ever happened. And I'm talking, you know, we're talking 30 years of shooting a bow.
Yeah. That's sketchy. You hear of that all the time. Check your knocks. Because that can easily happen. So.
Card full.
Black Hornet.
All right. So had a few technical issues with the gear. Ran out of space on the memory card, but we're back up and running. So let's see what we got here. So I'm just aiming center mass on this thing. There goes one of my veins. And this is my group at 60.
Center mass.
Now I know this one, I know for sure I pulled this one. Now these two, I'm not really too sure. Again, just proves that things need to be tightened up, you know. I don't feel comfortable shooting at a deer with a group like that. And granted, it's my first one and only group.
Yeah, it's our first
day. So far with three different broadheads, right? So the ticket is now to shoot three of the same broadhead. And see where that one is hitting. As long as the point of impact with that same broadhead is where I want it to be, then we're good. But yeah, these targets, you know, we should be shooting at something like that.
Yeah,
we're at 60. Here. These are really tiny targets. Those dots are super small.
Yeah.
At that distance.
Well, and again, we have the sun shining in our eyes. So at least for me, it's hard because like I have a verifier. So that extra glass that's in there is just shining. So
yeah,
it's tough. My only arrow in the target is Black Hornet. It's a little right. I was aiming right here. So high or low, sure, it could have been right on. But it's definitely right. That's been the pattern. The Ramcat, I believe, was right in the slot.
Yeah, that looked good.
There it is. I think that's the blades. So maybe an inch low. Whatever. That's money. I don't care. Rather be an inch low at 60 because they're possibly going to duck it.
Yeah.
I can't find my arrows yet, so.
I think I'll watch you this time.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot an expandable practice from Grim Reaper just for fun, since this is the last round. I'm running all Air Razor Hunters this round, too, just to see.
Okay, so I'm dialing her into 80. Micro hybrid. Foam.
Right in the dead center.
Nice. I like that.
If I were to judge you, I'd say you're like 1 inch low.
Mega meat.
Enormous meat is dead center.
Foam again.
1 inch high this time.
German kinetics. This should plane.
Mm-hmm. You almost took out your other arrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You almost just took out your other arrow. That was close. This is for sure 80. Looks like it.
Just behind the line a little bit.
All right.
Like a foot behind the line.
We're going Ramcat right away. Ramcat, 80 yards. Which target? Probably just go for the tall one. Dead center.
No idea.
Oh, you weren't on it? It looked like just a hair left.
Yeah.
I think it went through. It's just left, but here goes. Grim Reaper expandable practice blade. Dead center.
You're like 11 o'clock on the bottom dot.
Bottom dot?
Yep.
The thing dropped that far.
Oh.
Okay.
There's a blade of grass in front, but it's not. That was not a factor.
Black Hornet. Sun is killing me.
There you go. To the right.
To the right.
Couple inches.
That shot felt faster, but felt good. Here goes hybrid. Mega hybrid.
Dirt.
Wow. Hopefully there's a camera that's running on that.
In the dirt.
Final thoughts, Rick.
Well, I'm pretty impressed.
You're pretty set.
I'm shooting three different heads, right? So I can't expect there to be a tight group. I just want to see, based on where I'm aiming, where they're going. So now I have a tough decision to make, right? Because since they're all flying so good.
You're hybrid. I think you're shooting the little bit smaller one. That one's flying great for you.
I'm going to probably shoot the hybrid. I mean, and the only reason I wouldn't shoot the German Kinetics is because they're like $30 a head.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Two blades definitely work too. I mean, plenty of people do it, but.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Group is pretty crazy.
I mean, it doesn't hold. It's weird how I can shoot 60 and it's garbage and then 80 and it's better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty excited about that at 80 yards. We'll just continue to tighten it up and hopefully the new arrow setup that I do holds up pretty well.
Yeah, I think I need a little bit of work on tuning. This is, what is it? The expandable Grim Reaper. Aiming right in here the whole time. So yes, it was low. That was just surprising to me. Left and right was pretty good, but low. This is the Black Hornet. Pretty much right on, just right.
Yeah. And then that other arrow.
And the rest of my arrows are way beyond the target, so. And you'll love where this one went. Way out yonder.
Right near the beach, boy.
It's like I'm golfing in the beach. Out in the sand here. Let's do a little flex test, eh? Easton Power.
All right, let's get out of here so this guy can shoot.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Well, that concludes this episode of Arrow Loose on the Range podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been a really fun kind of experiment. And, you know, I think the results turned out really good. And even in the case of, you know, like Hollywood was kind of talking about earlier, you know, mentioning that he's kind of putting the cart in front of the horse. There's a few things that that he has to do yet as far as doing some walk back tuning and some fine tuning. And so Hollywood's a great shot, but it's just proof that regardless of how good of a shot you are, if your equipment isn't fully tuned and fine tuned, when you start getting out to distance, you know, you're going to have some inconsistencies. So what do you think about that, or what are your thoughts on that?
You're still going to suck if you haven't shot your broadheads.
yeah, exactly.
it never will shoot that great, but yeah, definitely need to walk back tune or bear shaft tune. It's, I'm obviously not dialed in yet. I just need to move the rest just a hair, I think, and I'll be set for whatever and mm-hmm. whenever, but, that's a pretty simple day at the range. So, yeah. Should only take, I don't know, one round of walk back and I'll be set. So, yeah. You know, it'll be good. And then should be able to shoot whatever I want and be ready for out west and just practice at that point. Perfect. Distance.
Perfect. Yeah. So we'll be recording another Arrow Loose episode in the next couple of weeks. So then you can kind of see firsthand the decisions that Hollywood made and the things that he's going to change in order to dial in everything and
So you'll be able to see kind of how well everything is grouping. And we'll talk a little bit about, you know, like I said, the tuning techniques and the things that we're going to do to kind of fine tune everything. So make sure you stay tuned and check in on that. And I guess that's about all I've got. So with that, we're going to pack up our bows, arrows, and camera gear and
go to work.
Go to work. Have a great day, everybody.
Peace.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerize branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
I saw this app.
I got a hit.
In the new limited series, DTF St. Louis, Jason Bateman, David Harbour, and Linda Cardellini star as three suburbanites who spice up their love lives.
Wow.
Don't miss the new HBO original limited series, DTF St. Louis, premiering March 1st on HBO Max.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.